Couple years down the road, you were sort of shocked as a cold drip of water drops and lands atop that bald head of yours. It lands in the absolute perfect center of your skull.
What am I
When the
doing?
droplet, sorry, when the droplet bursts, it bursts into like a fine mist. It's so perfectly burst in such the in the most center point of its mass that it explodes into a mist and it covers your scalp.
Jeez.
You wipe it away with your hand and you look up to the cave ceiling above you.
Oh, no.
You shine your flashlight into the stone and you spot the culprit. You see where there's water dripping through the ceiling of this cave, probably from a recent storm. You think Mother Nature will always let you know she's watching. You adjust your flashlight to the path in front of you and you head
Oh.
further into the cave.
Oh no.
You've been going to this cave for the last like several months, like on weekends. It's just like a nice close hike to your place, you know?
Okay, yeah.
It's a cave. It's called the Philip Carruthers Memorial Cave. But everybody calls it Condom Cave because it's shaped like a condom. It's almost like it's some giant being like fucked a hole in the earth and it was wearing like a prophylactic when it did it.
Okay.
There's even like ridges along the top of the wall, you know. There's like a big circular entrance right at the beginning, like the ring of a condom.
It's ribbed for her pleasure.
It's about halfway down. It's not a full rib. It's about a half
Okay.
rib, you know. There's a
Half ribs.
reservoir tip where there's always a little pool.
Ah. Oh. Why am I going here?
Well, you started going there just because it's like close to your place. It's like
Right,
a
okay,
fun,
yeah.
interesting hike. It's a place that you could go in the winter and it like, you know, it's a steady temperature. It's just a weird, neat thing near your house. The formation of the cave has caused like little cracks and crevices to split off of the main shaft. And to be honest with you, you've been going there and secretly hooking up with a woman for the last 8 months.
What?
Yeah. The
Condom
second time you
cave?
ever went there, the first time, yeah. The first time, there is a myth that like if you have sex in inside Condom Cave, you will not get that person pregnant. No baby has ever been created from sex that's happened in Condom Cave.
Wow.
So people go there a lot of
Is that
times to have like unprotected sex, you know.
And that's something that I believe in, or this is like.
You don't believe it. You know,
Yeah.
your second time. So the first time you went there, it was great. You loved it. It was a different hike experience than something you've had before. Again, very close to your home, free to go to. And you thought, I'm going to go back again. So the next weekend, you were just about to the ribs, which were about halfway through the shaft, which is about 3/4 of a mile.
It's a
You're
lot
almost
of
to the
rib.
ribs. It's a lot of shaft. So you're almost to the ribs, and you see a little crack in the wall, and you see like a path kind of leading off of the main chute. You decided to take it. You walk maybe 200, 300 feet. You can see some light start to filter in from above. It gives way to a little bit of a closet-sized space. You sit there for a minute and you look out, you see the light, and you run your hand back and through it, back and forth through it. You see the particles in the air illuminate as they pass through the ray.
Okay.
And you just kind of hold that light in your hand for a second and you feel its warmth. And it makes you feel good.
Yeah.
You close your hand around the ray of sunlight. And you act like you put it in your pocket. And you say, I'll see you later.
Let's say it
you
out
turn,
loud.
You say it out loud.
Ugh.
You turn out of the closet-sized space with the ray of light. And you bump chest to chest with a woman. She's about 5'5". She has shoulder-length black hair. Beautiful brown doe eyes.
Okay.
And you kind of like turn and bump, and you just like, you ever done that? Like, you just kind of like grab the other person's arms, you know?
Yeah.
That's kind of like, you're like, whoa, where you just kind of like, how do you, it's like,
it's
yeah,
to
you
stop
just kind of
both of
both.
us. It's to stop them
Yeah.
From walking into you. Yeah.
Exactly. And she kind of goes, whoa, you know, and she stops and puts her hands on your chest.
Okay.
And you go, you're like, man, I'm so sorry. I didn't see you there. I just turned and
yeah, sorry.
Yeah, and you she's like, no, it's okay. I thought I heard somebody and I saw, you know, the shadows from the light, and she kind of looks at you and she goes, was that you, were you talking to yourself in there?
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
She kind of laughs. She goes, well, whatever you're keeping for later, I won't ask.
Fuck, she heard.
She kind of laughs.
Damn it.
She, this is right outside of that closet-sized space, so it's pretty tight quarters. She goes, well, if you'll excuse me, and she passes against you, and she brushes her body against yours. Your hands just sort of, just a reaction move to her hips.
Oh my God.
And she passes by you again. Her body up against yours in a tight space. It takes a good like 2.5 seconds. There's a couple beats to it, you know? And you sit there for a second. And in your head, you just think, I'm going to think about this moment for a long time.
Oh, my gosh.
She kind of laughs as she passes you.
Okay. She laughs.
Yeah, she kind of, I mean, it's more of a giggle, you know?
She knows what's up.
Yeah. And she walks into the sort of closet-sized space. You take one final look at her. And just as you turn your head away, you see that she looks at you. You take another couple of steps. And she's like, hey, what do you do?
I go, yeah.
She goes,
I go, I'm Patrick.
She goes, hi, Patrick. I'm Phyllis.
Phyllis?
Phyllis. Yeah.
How are you, Phyllis?
She's like, I'm good, Patrick. She kind of reaches out and puts her hand into the beam of light. And she's like, I get what you mean, what you meant. You're going to keep it for later.
Yeah.
She kind of closes her hand around it. And she holds it out, kind of offering it to you. Her hand clasped, but turned up.
I reach
put your
out
hands
and,
out.
Yeah, I reach out and pretend to, like, I guess take it from her. Like, if she's offering it to me, the light.
Yeah. You All reach right. You reach over. She opens her hand. You put your
I
hand in hers.
Light.
She pulls you into that closet-sized space. And she plants one on you.
What?
And you are immediately making out in this tiny, barely lit space. There's something about like barely being able to make out her features, the lack
Oh,
of
yeah.
illumination, the secrecy of all of it, the intimacy of the moment. And you guys just fuck like crazy.
Wow.
Barely lit by a crack in the earth.
How is it?
It's the best sex you've ever had. And it's not even really close. And you, over the next like 6 months, you guys will just kind of happen to run into each other there. You honestly never make plans. You don't really do much outside of it. You learn a little bit about each other over time. But for about 6 months, it's just you happen to walk in there on a Sunday and hey, you run into each other. And then you run into each other.
Right. I guess, yeah, that's pretty cool. Me and Phyllis.
Yeah. So you and Phyllis
And Condom Cave.
in the condom cave. Like I said, 6 months, maybe 8 months goes by. You've always like secretly in your heart kind of wanted more out of it, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And you think like the next time I see her, I'm just gonna ask, like, what's going on? What's your deal? What is it with us, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's not like I really know her.
No.
I guess I try to get to know her, yeah.
But you guys have found each other there probably, you know, probably like I said, once a month for the last several months. So you've been going pretty regularly at the same time. You'll like to go Sunday around 11:30 in the morning. You wake up on this Sunday just like any other Sunday.
My day off.
You eat your breakfast. You put on your hiking attire,
What do I have for
your
breakfast?
active wear. You have a. It's called the waffle mix-up. You take a frozen waffle and you put one of them in the toaster, but you leave the other one frozen, and then you eat them together at the same time.
Okay.
You like
That's
add them like a
interesting.
sandwich and you eat them together.
How is it?
You love the way it feels in your mouth, dude.
Ugh, I bet.
Yeah. Every bite is an adventure. You say that right before you take the first bite.
Why am I saying these things out loud?
Don't know. You just got an inner dialogue or inner, yeah, I think I said it's a dialogue at that point if you're talking to yourself. And it never disappoints, obviously. You know, the waffle mix-up. You have your waffle mix-up. You put on your activewear. You go to Condom Cave. You start walking around. You get your headphones in. You take your favorite little path that's kind of off of the main shaft. It's called. The Twister. It's like a long, winding, very narrow path that sort of winds back and forth. It looks like a like on the like the structural map of the whole thing, it looks like a pubic hair.
Oh
You know, it's just
man.
very narrow and it's winding, you know, it's just like a very long one, you know.
So this place has to be like packed all the time, right?
I mean, sometimes it's pretty full, you know.
Do you like ever like run into people just fucking?
Not that you've encountered.
But it's known as a place that you can go and not get anyone pregnant, right?
That's what people say.
All right.
So a lot of people think, you know.
A lot, huh?
Yeah, I mean, there's like Facebook groups and subreddits and stuff, you know. There's
Facebook
thousands of
group.
people who know about this, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. There's the Friends of Condom Cave Facebook group.
Wait, why
And
do they
the
have a Facebook group? What do
and
they discuss?
sometimes there's events there, you know. They're like, "Hey, we got a new band playing there on Thursday night at 6 p.m." You know, it's
Yeah.
like announcements, stuff like that. Like, "Hey, the cave is closed due to renovations. Somebody took a shit in the hallway." You know, like stuff like that. It's a pretty active Facebook group.
All right.
So you're walking through the Twister. It's a long way down at a pretty steep descent. And it's always like the most challenging sort of little path off the main shaft. But it's one that you're familiar with. And you're feeling adventurous and you feel like you're in need of a good challenge. It's like an hour to the bottom. It's going to be like 3 hours back up.
Jeez.
So you get to the bottom. Just sort of ends, nondescript. There's a couple of benches, you know, there's a like a water fountain down there they've installed. Just a little bathroom, you know, a little makeshift building.
Yeah.
You kind of sit there at the bottom, thinking about like how far below the surface you are and you know, how long it's going to take you to get back up, and you kind of gird yourself for that moment. And you see a flashlight come out of the bathroom. And by God, if it isn't Phyllis. She sees you and she goes, "Oh, fancy seeing you here." She
Hey,
kind of
what's
smiles
up?
and saunters over to you.
Wow.
She puts an arm around your shoulder. She goes, "So, the usual," kind of like tries to laugh it off, you know, that you've been meeting up here for months.
Yeah.
What do you tell her?
Man, that's a tough one. I don't know. Because, like, on the one hand, I do want to learn more about her. But on the other hand, this is like the best sex of my life, right? What if
Yeah.
she's like, what if this, what if, I don't know, what if this like weirds her out that I'm suddenly.
I don't know.
I guess
What would you say?
I go, yes, but Phyllis, I'd like to know more about you.
She kind of wraps her arms around your neck, pulls herself close to you, and she goes, "What do you want to know, Patrick?"
What's your last name?
Kowalski. She goes, "That was my," she goes, "I'm sorry." She goes, "That was my maiden name."
What?
Yeah. She goes, "Look, I haven't told you anything about myself." She goes, "Because I'm still married." She goes, "I'm trying to get a divorce.
Yeah.
So Kowalski is my maiden name. That's what I'll be going back to once the divorce is finalized."
Oh, are you like separated?
She's like, "Well, kind of."
Oh, no.
She goes, "I live out back in the pool house until everything gets settled."
Oh, okay. All right.
She goes, but we haven't really been together in almost a year.
Oh, okay. I think I would like ask if she wanted to like hang out outside of the cave sometime. Or is this
She
just like an in-cave thing?
kind of looks at you and she's like, "You know, I didn't want anything to get messy, you know." She goes, "I wanted I she goes, I love being with you.
Yeah.
She goes, I love that hog.
That's cool.
She goes, I think we have a really good time. She goes, I think you're, I think we click on a level that you know, in the right circumstances. Yeah, it would be cool to like hang out and get to know more about you.
Yeah.
She goes, my husband is very jealous. And even though I'm not with him, he goes, we're still married. She goes, we're still married.
Oh, so he's probably not cool with the idea of her like dating people, huh?
She's like, probably not. She goes, but you know what? Fuck him.
Okay.
She tells you that his last name is Creamer, and his family, they were the first family to add creamer to coffee. The very first one, hundreds of
What?
years ago. And it spread because this guy's like grandfather, many generations down the line, he was an old barman back in Sussex. And he on those cold, blustery mornings, he'd make himself a piping hot cup of coffee, and he'd add a little bit of creamer to it, his own blend. And one of the bar guys was like, "Hey, give me some of that creamer." But he was saying like, "Give me some of that creamer." You know, like he
Yeah,
was like
but
calling
it.
the guy by his last name,
Okay.
but it was made with cream. It just happened to be, you know, so people like weren't really sure, and it slowly caught on and built throughout, you know, the rest of the world. So now everybody
Wow.
adds creamer to their coffee.
And this guy's related to
To
the
that
person
guy,
that.
yeah.
Wow. That's kind of
And
interesting.
Phyllis goes on to tell you, he's like, the divorce is hard because there's a lot of money at stake.
Oh, wow.
She goes, because of the creamer thing. Turns out there's a
What?
yeah. It turns out that there's a group of people called the Board of Contributions to Society. And they're like a group of people, like a secret society that reward the legacies of the people who contributed ideas or techniques to help the greater good. Right?
How is this that?
It's just what happens. The
All right.
Board of Contributions to Society. So basically, like every year, they add a new group of ideas or techniques to the board, and they work with the U.S. government to make sure that like the people that benefit from these ideas pay a fair share to those who created them. And it just so happens that adding cream to your coffee is up for instatement.
Wow.
So Phyllis Kowalski tells you, she's like, I'm dragging my feet because this ruling could come in any day. And it's going to make me a lot more money when it does. She goes, or we could just get the bank to change the account number.
Whoa.
And she goes, you could probably help with that.
What?
Yeah, she kind of like runs a fingernail down your chest. She goes, why don't you help me?
Oh, man.
She goes,
I don't
you
know.
help me, and I'm all yours.
All right. What would I have to do? Wait, hold on. This sounds like really sinister and strange.
You
What's
say
wait,
that,
what?
and a
Yeah.
devilish grin comes across her face. She kisses you hard on the lips.
What the f
And she says, Pat, sometimes the best things in life are sinister. She
Well,
pinches
why?
your nipples.
Oh, man.
And honestly, dude, you fucking love it.
Okay.
You are into it. You're into this.
I'm into this. Oh, man. Truthfully, probably at that point, I would just go, yeah, of course.
You
Yeah.
agree to it. You guys
Yeah.
have some passionate sex at the bottom of the Twister. You spend the next few hours hiking back up to the top. Your legs feel like jelly underneath you.
Yeah, I bet.
So you get back up to the top. You walk out to her car. It's like a Mercedes. Very nice car. The license plate says Cream One.
So they're very proud of this.
Yeah, the car is cream colored.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh man.
So she produces like an envelope or like a manila folder kind of thing. And she basically wants you to go into Lenalax Bank and change the bank account that this large deposit from the Board of Contributions to Society is to go into. And you look at the photos, there's like photos of her husband, and honestly, he looks like you, but in like 15 years.
Jeez.
And you kind of see the photos of him and how much it looks like you. And you look at her and she goes, I got a type.
Okay. So lucky me, I guess.
Do you do it?
I don't know, man. This sounds highly illegal, right?
Yeah. You really wouldn't have to put that much work into making it look like it was okay.
No.
Yeah. She has like his ID. She's like, I can get away with it for I could get it away from him for a day. He wouldn't notice. She goes, all you got to do is go in, ask to make the change, sign some papers, and whatever you want
Man,
is yours.
this is wild. Will you come in with me?
She's like, I can't be seen with you. She goes, that would just raise suspicion. I need it. She's like, I need an alibi.
But I don't, I feel like they're gonna ask me a lot of questions that I couldn't
She
possibly
goes, they
have the.
won't. You're going to go in. You're going to ask them to make a simple change to change the account that this deposit is going to go to. That's all you got to do. She's, I've got the documents for you. The paperwork's already filled out. You just need to show them your ID, show them the document, and the change will be made. She goes, then when that creamer money comes in, it's going to come to me and not that son of a bitch.
So I feel like this is an absurd society of people who give this money out. I feel like they're wasting their money. So I guess I don't feel that bad stealing. So yeah, fuck it. I go,
I mean, you don't
yeah.
think it's like a major contribution to society as we live in 2024? Creamer and coffee?
I guess, but I mean, why reward the descendants of that? It's
Because
stupid. It's
that, like,
stupid
what an
use of
impact
money.
that's had on our lives, you know? What
It's
if like
I
one
think it's
cent from every cup of coffee that you've ever bought out somewhere went to them? 1 cent of every cup of coffee that anybody buys, just 1 penny.
I would think that was the stupidest fucking thing I've ever heard of. I'd be kind of weirded out and annoyed. So, yes, I will do this. Fuck them.
So you agree to go into the bank and make a change. You decide to go in there on like a Tuesday at like 10:30 in the morning, you know, when there's not going to be a lot of business, you know, probably a pretty slow time at the bank. You walk into Lanalax Bank and in a suit and tie. You got your ID tucked into your pocket. You got the form filled out with a new account number at your side.
You walk I'm regretting this so much. God damn
Well,
it.
you're standing in the lobby.
Yeah, I'm freaking out a little, I think.
What do you do?
Has anyone like noticed me yet?
You made a nod to the security officer as you walked in. He nodded back.
All right, I'm already in. Let's just go for it.
So you go to like one of the tellers inside. And she goes, welcome to Lanolax Bank. What can I do for you, sir?
Hi, I just need to have this process, please. And I gave her the stuff that was filled out.
So you hand over the form that was filled out.
Yeah.
You hand over the ID that was given to you of her husband.
Yeah.
Stanley Creamer. The teller looks at the paper, pulls up your account. Her eyes kind of get wide. And she goes, oh, okay, Mr. Creamer, thank you so much for coming in today. She goes, yeah, I'll get this change for you right away, sir. And she goes, give me just 1 second. She types a couple things, clicks a couple things, and she goes, you are all set. She said, I made that change as requested. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, thank you.
She goes to hand you your ID back, and you grab it, and she kind of holds on to it for a second. She goes, have a great day. She lets go of it.
Okay, that's not... I hurry the fuck out of there.
You leave Lanolax Bank. You meet back at Condom Cave in the parking lot. You see that cream-colored Mercedes?
Fuck yeah.
Creamer 1 sitting in the parking lot? Kind of off by its lonesome. You pull up next to it, right? You get out of your car. Phyllis gets out of hers. She looks at you. She goes, well,
it's done.
She kind of jumps up and down, wraps her arms around your neck, and kisses you on the mouth. You share a passionate kiss in the parking lot. You're kind of standing there, and she's like, this is going to change everything for us. This is going to, like, she's like, yeah, like, as soon as this thing goes through, she's like, everything is going to change for the better. She's like, I can't thank you enough. And she gives you another kiss.
Okay.
Her phone rings. She looks at it and she goes, I got to take this. She steps to the side. You're standing in the parking lot. The sun is going down behind you. It's passing through the limbs and the leaves, splintering off into its own little shards.
Yeah.
Illuminating parts of the greenery with the last dying rays of the day. You're standing at the entrance of the cave, looking in, thinking of what's inside of it and how beautiful it is and how lucky you are to have like found this place and found this woman. You're just kind of admiring the space, thinking about how in 20 years you might look back on this as like one of the best days of your life.
It's definitely the most stressful.
You think that you walk up to the entrance of the cave. There's a little water fountain there. You press the button. You take a sip. It's ice cold.
Cool.
You lean into it. You kind of like let it shock your face and you wash your face in it for a second. You hear a voice behind you that sort of gets elevated. And you turn around and you see Phyllis is like on like a little more frantic on the phone. She's like, what? What? And you're like, no, no, no. And she starts like saying no.
Oh,
you see a pair of headlights and like a big truck winding down the path. And he skids to a stop right next to her car, blocking the two of you in.
Yeah.
A man who looks a lot like you, just a little bit older, gets out of the car. He's very well dressed. He's got on a silver jacket. Black slacks, white shirt, and a bolo tie.
Whoa.
He's got on snakeskin boots. And he looks around the parking lot and he takes his glasses off and he sees you. And he starts walking your way. Phyllis like goes to stop him and he like swipes at her arm and she like tries to grab him, you know?
Oh, man.
He's like, get the fuck out of here. He walks right up to you. What do you do?
I just go, man. Ah, sorry. Sorry.
He goes, sorry.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know, man.
You've been fucking my wife for 8 months in a cave, no less. He goes, this is Condom Cave. People come here to have unprotected sex. You've been fucking my wife without a condom for the last 8 months.
Why did
you steal the inheritance of my legacy right out from underneath me, and you just want to say sorry?
Yeah, this was not very well thought out.
He reaches into his pocket, and he just slugs you in the face with brass knuckles on his hand. You fall to the ground.
No.
He stands over your body, and you just can't move. Your jaw's broken. And he reaches inside his coat pocket, and he pulls out a 1 gallon bottle of the freshest dairy cream you could imagine. And he says, open them wide, motherfucker. And then he pours this straight from the cow, still warm, almost cream, right down your throat. He just keeps pouring it, and it never ends. You end up choking on this cream, and you die right at the end into the cave. You die with cream all over your face.
I regretted it.
You die with cream all over you.
As soon as I agreed to it, I realized how bad of a fucking idea that was.
Yeah, you died with, you were covered in cream. There was so much cream.
God, I walked right into that.
You were covered in cream, and then this this record-setting Illinois state bear came by, and this bear was like walking by. It's the biggest bear in the state of Illinois by at least 200 pounds.
Oh,
right. They call him the Lord, and he
the Lord.
Yeah, because everybody who's ever seen him is going, "Oh Lord," and they run away. So that he sees your body just covered in cream, and he comes over. He licks you with his sandpaper like tongue. He tears your flesh off, and then once he gets a taste of your blood, it's just over. He just eats all of your soft parts right there at the cave entrance. There's nothing left but your clothes and bones.
You know, I think I deserve this one.
Yeah, he fucking died.
Yeah, I deserve it. Fuck. God damn it. God damn it.
The creamer.
The creamer.